I want you to turn with me to a very familiar passage of scripture that's recorded in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, we're going to hear what the wise man have to say to us. Amen. Today. Amen. Proverbs, the 18th chapter and verse number 24. Proverbs 18 and 24. Amen. 18 and 24. You will find these words written there. It's simply, amen, is a word of encouragement. It is a word in regards to friendship. Everybody say friendship. Amen. Say friendship. Amen. Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse number 24. It simply says this: a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You may take your seats. That's why I had Ella Mason sing his song. Amen. There is a friend that stick closer than a brother. I like a different translation of that same passage of scripture. Amen. A different translation reads as follows. It says, some friends play at friendship, but a true friend sticks closer than one's nearest kin. Some friends play at friendship, but a true friend sticks closer than one's nearest kin. I'm going to talk to you about a true friend. Everybody say a true friend. Amen. Amen. One of the greatest possessions that one can have in life is a possession of friendship. Fact of the matter is, a well-known poet once wrote, my friends are my estate. In other words, our friends are our greatest asset, our truest benefit. Our friends are our supreme wealth and fortune within life. And though it may be good and beneficial to have a lot of money, houses, and land, the Bible says, pity the person who has no friends. And the reason being is because we were created to have a relationship with others. And where there is a void of such relationship or association within our lives, we tend to live life in a state of misery, loneliness, emptiness, and soon thereafter bitterness. And so I dare to suggest that the most miserable people in the world are the people who are without friends, or the people without somebody to talk to. People, amen, without human affection connection. People without human engagement. The people who went through life, or the people who goes through life being unfriendly, unsociable, or being inhospitable. People who are distant, that are cold. Y'all don't know nobody like that. That's mean and judgmental of everybody else. You see, the verse of our text from the King James states it this way. He said, a man that has friends must first show himself friendly. In other words, I believe that you would agree with me that friendship is a two-way street. And what we desire in life, we must in turn give and be in life. Let me see if I can make it a little bit clear. Y'all don't mind if I talk a little bit about friendship, do you? There are people that want love, but who will not give love. There are people who desire forgiveness from others, but who are in turn unwilling to forgive others. There are some people who want people to be nice to them and people to cater to them and people to be patient with them. Yet these are the ones who are mean and evil towards other people. They're unaccommodating with others. And who are the most impatient people you ever want to meet? But the text says, in order for a man, and they did not have a gender problem, or a woman to have friends, they must first show themselves friendly. Scripture is very clear. Did y'all know scripture is very clear? There is a reciprocal effect upon us based upon what we send out to others. If you want it, then guess what? You have to sow it. If you desire it, give it away. If you crave it, then confer it. If you expect people to treat you in a certain way, then you must treat others the same way that you expect to be treated. You all do know what the golden rule is, don't you? The golden rule simply says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So in other words, if you want friends, then may I suggest that you be friendly. Did you not know that no man is an island? No man stands alone. You watch the individual, amen, that feel that they can do it all by themselves. Watch the person, amen, that don't need nobody else, amen. We're no man's island. No man stands alone. The choir used to sing a song, I need you, and you need me. We all are a part of God's family. I think you ought to just tell the person you sit next to, I need you. I need you. I don't necessarily need your money. I don't necessarily. Come on here, somebody. Don't get nervous. They're not going to ask you to write them no check, I don't think. I need you. We need. How many of you all know we need one another? Amen. You can't make life all by yourself. It don't matter how strong you think you are. It don't matter how educated you have become. We need one another. And so friendship, now that is real friendship. I'm talking about real friendship is a treasure worth keeping. If you have just one friend, may I suggest to you here today, keep that one friend. It's a treasure worth holding on to, and it is a treasure that's worth maintaining. It's worth protecting. It's worth sustaining as well as nourishing. For not all who claim to have friends have friends, and not all who claim to be your friend is not truly your friend. Can I please add, quit bragging about how many Facebook friends you have. Hello, here's somebody. You ought to get off of Facebook and get on Facebook, but that's another message. I got 1,359 friends, and isn't it amazing, out of the 1,359 friends that you may have, if you get in trouble, you couldn't get $50 in a GoFundMe. Y'all ain't gonna talk back. I'm gonna just talk to you for a little while. In a GoFundMe from 1,359 friends. Everybody on Facebook is not your friend. Be careful. Look at your neighbor and say, be careful how you handle your Facebook friends. Some of y'all tell too much. Let me get in my message here. Let me remind you that our text simply says that some friends play at friendship, which means that there are some people whom we consider to be friends that are actually manipulating the friendship simply for their benefit. They're manipulating it for their advantage, for their prerogatives, and only for personal gain. Can I talk to y'all? In other words, it's not about you. Your friendship with some people is really not about you. It's all about them. They make friendship one-sided, but I just told you that friendship is a two-way street. Guess what? They always get, but they never give. You watch that person that every time you go eat, you always picking up the tab. You better watch that person. Every now and then, at least reach for your wallet. Y'all ain't gonna talk back into me. You don't want to hear this today. I know you want to hear something else, but I'm going to help you with some friendship issues here, because every now and then, at least reach for your wallet. When I take the boys, and they're going to always be boys, I don't care how old they get. When I take the boys out to eat, amen, every now and then they go eat with me. And Michael, he's so kind and he's so wonderful. Every now and then we'll stand there and get ready. They'll bring the ticket and he'll reach for his wallet. I know he's just reaching because he heard me preach this message or hear him similar message like this before. Come on, he reached for his wallet like he gonna pay for the tab. Look at your neighbor and say, at least reach, because you got some friends that always get, but they never get. Sound like y'all know some folks like this. They are only there for you when it is something in it for them. And these are the ones who maneuver the friendship always in their favor. Notice other versions rendering this same verse. Amen. It gives warning about also having too many so-called friends. Oh, scripture talks about having too many so-called friends, because the Bible says a man of many companions may come to ruin. I need you to get that in your spirit. A man with many friends may come to ruin. For though friendship can be pleasing and it could be very comforting when it is true friendship, there is a friendship that is false. There's a friendship that is counterfeit. There's a friendship that is fake, that is phony, that is bogus and not true friendship. And this type of friendship has been the cause of great misery, Elder Mason, and the cause of much bitterness between people. I thought you were my friend. It's brought about destruction to so many people since the beginning of friendship. For how many of y'all know that everybody who smiles in your face, that break bread at your table, that whisper in your ear, that hold your hand and kiss you on the cheek, y'all ain't talking to me, and hear your secrets, they just may not be your friend. Be careful. Look at your name and say, be careful who you tell your secrets to. Yeah, be careful. How many of y'all know? Everybody under the sound of my voice right now, I don't care how long you've been saved and how long you've been sanctified and how long you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and that with the burning fire. Everybody under the sound of my voice, I know you got one secret you ain't told nobody. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Y'all too deep for me here today. Y'all too deep. Now, I don't want the husband. Don't look at your wife and say, you holding something against me. You might as well not even ask her. Don't make her lie in church. She ain't told you everything. The old folk used to say that some stuff you just got to take to your grave. You don't tell everything. Oh, if the cemetery could talk, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Y'all know if the cemetery would talk, you would want the next church picnic at the cemetery to hear all the gossip and all the tea about those that have gone before us. Don't watch what you say. What? Everybody that holds your hand and kiss you on the cheek and hug you and say, I love you, they're not true friends. There are many of people who surround us and they embrace us under the cloak of friendship, who only do so to receive from us, gain knowledge of our weaknesses. Some folk want to get close to you just to gain knowledge of your weaknesses, to gain an advantage over us. Eventually, they will bring harm harm and injuries in our lives in favor of themselves. And who can hurt us best than someone that we considered a friend? Even Jesus, the Lord and Savior of the world, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, even Jesus said, I was wounded in the house of a friend. Where is the last place you expect to get wounded? Where's the last place you expect to get hurt? Y'all ain't good. I just want y'all to listen to me. Where's the last place? The last place is in the house of a friend. And I know there are some people, you're sitting in here today because the Holy Ghost wouldn't have had me preach this message if you wasn't sitting here. I know you are sitting in here today and you have been taken advantage of by individuals that once walked in your inner circle of friendship, who were privy to your sins, privy to your secrets. They were privy to your weaknesses and your vulnerability, your human frailties that all of us have. You could sit there and look like Mr. Perfect if you want to. The devil is a liar. Somebody say, the devil is a liar. I keep telling y'all, every last one of us got some skeletons in our closet, and some skeletons got more meat on it than others. Well, let me put scripture on it. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You connected yourself with a so-called friend, and you shared your human frailties, your most private emotions, your feelings, your sentiments, your personal opinions. Who has not been let down by someone you let your guards down for? Who haven't let you down of somebody that you took your hair off for? Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. And you said, I'll take my hair and my nails off. But one thing is for sure, you ain't gonna mess with my friend. You know, you got some folk that are still fight for their friends. Y'all ain't gonna talk. You opened up your heart to them. Come on. You gave them your trust. You had faith in them. Amen. It's someone you invited into your inner circle of friendship who saw your nakedness, not literally, but you just basically got naked before them, just exposed everything, thinking that you had a confidant, thinking that, come on here, somebody, that you had somebody that was on your side. You shared all of your blemishes that are common to all of us, and because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. You know, we ain't all been saved all our lives. Come on. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, I ain't been saved all my life. Come on. Some of y'all done been there and done that and then went back there. Y'all ain't gonna talk back here to me. Some of y'all can tell some stories. In fact, if you told some of your stories, I see now some folk would be ready to put you out of the church. They done forgot that God done delivered you, that God done set you free, and whom the Son has set free is what is free, is free indeed. Would y'all ever believe, and I ain't gonna tell too much, but did y'all ever believe I used to smoke pot, I used to smoke marijuana, and I used to roll them up, amen, Sister Altar, and put them in my socks, and I'd be playing the piano. This at the old St. Luke now. That ain't happened since we've been here. Look at y'all. Some of y'all ready to point your finger at me. And I was at the old St. Luke church, and go behind the church and have a joint with my cousin. I ain't gonna tell which one it was. Come on here, somebody, and be high as a kite and come back in the church, and Elder Mason be singing, my mind, I done lost my mind. And he didn't know I just lost mine because I was high and loaded, and I had to stomp my feet while I was playing the piano. And and I had to stop the saints from dancing because they danced with the music because the joints was getting ready to fall out of my sock, and I had to stop and pull my sock back up. I think somebody ought to say, thank God for Jesus. Come on here, you ain't been saved all of your life. Even sitting up in the church, we missed. Oh God, I just want to talk. We missed the mark even sitting in the church. But thank God that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Some of us have allowed other people to see us as we really are. You know, you only got one or two people that really know you, how you really are. You could sit up in church and look sanctified and holy and like you got it all together if you want to, and walk with your head up in the air and swing your arms at the same time. But you know what? Them folk ain't there when you at home and your arms are not swinging and your head ain't up in the air, but your head is down and you're burdened and you're oppressed and you're depressed and you don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to turn. You don't have that smile on your face and that God bless you, the Lord is good all the time, praise the Lord. Instead, you're crying all night long and your pillow is wet with tears. People don't see that side of you, but you've allowed somebody. Come on here, look at your name and say, you allow somebody to see your humanness. And then they turn around and misrepresented their friendship with you. They told your secrets. They shared your flaws. I'm talking to somebody. They put your business in the street. They spread your sin all throughout the church. They gossiped. They gossiped about you. They lied on you. They leaked your private conversations and yet smiled in your face and shook your hand and patted you on the back. Some of them even slept in your bed. Yes, there are some fools in the house here today. Y'all don't get mad at me. There's some fools in your house. We've allowed people to attach themselves to us who in turn made a fool out of us. Y'all ain't got to talk back here to me. You ain't got to admit it. But people will make a fool out of you if you let them. We trusted them. We believed in them. We relaxed ourselves in their presence only to discover that we had a Judas right there in the camp. Look at your neighbor and tell them, don't be so quick to tell all your business. You better tell them, come on. Look behind you and tell them, don't be so quick to tell, to look on the side and say, don't be so quick. Look in the back and say, hey you, don't be so quick to tell all of your business. You know why? Because everybody who claims to be your friend is not your friend. Be careful who you talk to. You can't trust everybody. I'm going to say it again. You can't trust everybody. You know, you sit up here and you tell them. You tell them, oh, just tell me. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell nobody else. We're friends. But can I help y'all out for a minute? Your friend got a friend. And you watch a person who come up to you and say, don't tell nobody else. You know how many people they done told, don't tell nobody else what I'm getting ready to tell you. You can't trust everybody. I need you to know there's some folk in your family you can't even trust. You can sit here and look like your family got it all together if you want to. I got some folk in my immediate family, amen, that I wouldn't tell some stuff to. And guess what? Not because they bad people, not because they mean me in the heart. I got some folk that just talk too much. Y'all ain't gonna help me. How many of y'all know a person that just talk too much? That once they get going, their mouths just get, I mean, it's like they got a motor in their mouth. And they start pulling stuff all the way back up from some place that some of this stuff you done forgot all about. I got a friend like that. And you get around that fella and he get to talking about our younger days, you know, the days with the weed in the sock, and he'll get to gurgitating stuff until I got to tell him, be quiet, the Lord done delivered. The Lord, that ain't everybody's business, but he just gurgitates. Y'all know anybody like that that just gurgitates? Some folk just talk too much, so you can't trust everybody in your family. There's some people at your job that you can't trust, honey. Quick, run around telling everybody who you don't like at the job, and they'll turn around and tell you that they don't like the same person, and then that'll be the person that told you that they don't like that person, that you told that you don't like that person, that will go in the boss's office and tell that boss that you said you don't like him. Somebody say, preach, pastor. And then when they call you into the office, that person will sit there and lie and say that they never said that they didn't like the boss. It was you, the one that did not like the boss. And don't talk to everybody on your job. There's some people you worship with. Uh-oh. You mean to tell me I can't come to what's done gone wrong with the church? The church just ain't what it used to be. I'm leaving the church and I'm going to just stay at home. I'd be better off talking to my cat, talking to my dog. Because if you can't trust people at church, then who can you trust? Well, I come here. If you need to go home and talk to your dog and your cat, then you're going to have to just go home and talk to your dog and your cat. Because I ain't going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that everybody that come to church you can trust. There's some folk that you sing next to that you can't trust. There's some folk maybe that you're usher next to that you can't trust. There's some folk that'll be sitting in the pulpit right next to you that you just simply can not trust. Be leery of people who quickly say that you can trust me. Down through the years, it has been the unfaithfulness of friends and family members that have crushed many spirits, driven some people to alcohol and drugs, moved some people to suicide and homicide, left some people lonely, left them depressed, and left them unhappy, and some folk it left crazy. Yo, I got to preach here. Why? Simply because their trust. Oh my God. And that's why I trust in God wherever I may be, on the mountaintop or out on the raging sea. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father, he watches over me. I can trust in God. I know I could tell him all about my struggles. I could tell him all about my secrets. I'm not telling him nothing that he don't already know. He knows my uprising. I'm gonna feel like preaching in a minute. He knows my down setting. He know when I go out. He knows how long I stay out. He know what time I come back in. He know the secret thoughts that comes through my mind. You better tell your neighbor, keep your trust in God. Keep it in God. God won't drive you to drinking. God won't drive you to drugs. God won't drive you to suicide. God won't drive you to shooting up a bunch of folk. God ain't gonna leave you lonely. God won't leave you depressed. He won't leave you unhappy, and he won't leave you crazy. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He'll soothe all your doubts. He'll calm every last one of your fears. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll rock you. Oh, I wish I had somebody that knew who I was talking about. He'll rock you in the cradle of his love. A true friend will listen. A true friend will share. A true friend will care. A true friend will protect you at all costs. They will speak truth to you. Hallelujah. They may overlook your faults, and then sometime they'll speak truth to you. How many of y'all know you're a real friend? Don't tell you what you want to hear. A real friend will tell you what you need to hear, and they'll tell it in the spirit of love. They'll help you bear your burdens. When you call them, they won't say, honey, I ain't got time today. I'm going through some stuff myself. Why don't you call the first lady? No. A true friend will understand that even though I got burdens on my own, and even though my load is heavy, but my friend is in need. I'm talking about they'll protect you. A true friend, my God, they'll strive to bring you out the best that they know how. A true friend will cover you. Tell your neighbor, a true friend will cover. Come on here, somebody. I said a true friend will cover. While it's telling you that you're wrong, Sister Barbara, but it'll cover. It won't expose. It'll cover you until you get the help that you need. It'll cover you and not expose you and put. Come on here, somebody. It don't congratulate you. Come on. It don't condemn you, but it does what, Ella Mason? It covers you. Do you not know, hallelujah, Ella Mason been here over 40 years. He had to cover me in my younger days. Ella Mason had to cover me. And he wouldn't be sanctified now. I said, no, I didn't know what was going on. No, he had to cover. Come on here. Because a friend does what? Stick closer than any brother. And while I'm covering you, I'm praying for you. Wow. I'm covering you. I'm not talking about you. I'm not saying keep it up, but hallelujah. I'm praying and I'm fasting in your behalf. I'm saying, God, help my friend. God, bring my friend out. God, deliver my friend. God, keep my friend's mind. Come on, God, lift my friend up where they belong. Somebody say, cover me. Look at your name, say, cover me, cover me. Don't talk about me, cover me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the Bible says that a friend loves at all time. Somebody say all time. They don't. A friend don't just love when you got a pocket full of money. They don't just love when you ride in a brand new car. Come on here. A friend, when you don't have no car, a friend love you when you got to go by and pick them up. A friend love you when you got to put groceries in their refrigerator. Y'all ain't talking back here to me. A friend loves you even when you call them in the midnight hour. Somebody say, preach, pastor. A real friend will forgive you no matter the hurt. They're loyal to you. My God, they will be giving to you the people you can count on in the seasons of your life. A real friend don't tell you you go through too many changes. Y'all ain't gonna help me. Y'all know you go through them anyway. Well, that's what, come on here. Amen, somebody. A real friend will stick with you. A real friend will stick with you when you're happy. Then they'll they'll stick with you when you get sad. They'll be there when you cry. And then they'll be there while you're laughing. That's what a true friend will do for you. Well, I stop by here to let somebody know that I know a true friend. Now come on here. I know a true friend who sticks closer than a family member. When you fall, guess what? A friend is right there to pick you up. They don't just come and keep stomping on your head. And come on here, don't kick a dog when he's already down. Pick him up, or a person, I think it is, when they already down. Amen. Come on. They'll pick you up. If you stumble, they're right there with a shoulder for you to lean on. They're there to wipe your tears. They're there to encourage your heart. Right there to shield your name. How many of y'all know sometimes that's all you have is your name? I need to tell y'all something. Y'all ain't got a lot of money. Go looking at me like that, like you got money. I'm going to raise an offering if you keep looking at me like that. Amen. You don't have a lot of money. A good name is rather to be chosen than rubies and diamonds. Amen. That means my name is good, Sheena, because I keep my word. My name is good because I'm a friend that sticks closer than any brother. They'll guard your reputation. And if there's ever a friend who is still a true friend, lest I hold you all too long, I stop by here to tell you that I know that friend. And that friend is Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, that friend is Jesus. Jesus is the best friend that you can ever have. I got a witness up in here now. Jesus. Have anybody had to try him lately? Have you had to talk to him in the midnight hour lately? Come on here. Come on. I'm getting ready to close in a minute. Come on. Would anybody agree with me that Jesus is? He's the best friend that you could ever have. He's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. He's a friend that you can depend upon. He's a friend who is concerned about the troubles in our lives. You can call him in the morning. You can call him. You can call him late at night. Come on here, somebody. And when you call him late at night, he won't say, child, do you know what time it is? Can you get back with me in the morning? Anybody had to call him late at night? Anybody had a calling in the midnight hours? Anybody? Yeah. Come on here. I'm closing here now. Anybody ever had to call on him? Yeah. He told the prophet Jeremiah, call on me and I will do what? I'm going to answer you and I'm going to show you what great and marvelous thing. Somebody, you come to church here today and you feel all alone. You feel like you don't have nobody to talk to. You feel that you don't have nobody that you can trust. But I stopped by here to tell you that you're ready to throw in the towel. You're ready to quit. But why don't you prophesy to your neighbor and encourage them? And why don't you tell them, hold on just a little while longer. Come on, tell them, hold on just a little while longer. I know it's rough. I know it's tough, but hold on just a little while longer. I know things, it seems to be getting worse than getting better, but hold on just a little while longer, because there's a friend that you can call on in the midnight hour. And he said, call on me and I will answer you, and I'm going to show you great and marvelous things. He's a friend. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll be right there when you need him most. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry. Somebody ought to say everything to God in prayer. Whatever it is, take it to the Lord in prayer. Expose yourself. Get naked before God. Don't try to hold no secrets, because God already know. And tell the Lord all about your troubles. He's such a friend until he denied himself. He's such a friend that he gave himself. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He's such a friend till he surrendered himself and allowed himself to go to the cross of Calvary. How many of y'all know he didn't have to do it? But tell your neighbor, he did it for me. He did it because he loved me when I didn't love myself. I gotta close here now. But when I didn't love myself, because I didn't know how to love myself, he loved me. And I stopped by to tell somebody, no matter what you're going through, tell your neighbor, God loves you. He loves you right where you are. He loves you in your loneliness, in your depression, in your confusion. God, oh Lord, God, he loves you. He died for you. He cares about you. He came that you might have life. Tell your neighbor, I've got to live life. The devil is a liar. I got a friend who came to give me life. And not just ordinary life, but I come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. The devil come to steal. He wants your joy. He wants your peace. He wants your deliverance. He wants your mind. But I dare about five folk to shout in this place, the devil is a liar. Shout, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You can't have this. I belong to God. He's a friend of mine. He came to die for me. He shed his blood. He gave his life. He bore my sin. He's a friend. He's a friend that stick closer than a brother. He's your friend. Tell your neighbor, he's your friend. Have you tried him? Have you tried him? Have you tried him? Have you tried him? Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't the Lord all right? All right. Woo. Oh. Wow. I gotta sit down. He's all right. Ain't the Lord all right? Let me hear you say he's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right. He's an awesome God. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. All right. Woo. Ain't the Lord all right? Wow! Wow! I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I was sinking to rise no more, but the master of the sea heard my despair cry from the waters. My friend lifted me, now I'm safe. Ah, yes. Hey. Woo. Hey. Somebody ought to say, thank God for my friend. He's a supplier. Some friends play at friendship. They play at it. They play at it. But a true friend, even when they don't have nothing to offer you, even when you can't get nothing out of them, a true friend sticks closer than any brother. Any of your closest relatives, I'm going to tell y'all what this text just said. The text said it's better to have a friend than a cousin. Y'all ain't talking back here to me. I'm going to get a little deeper. He says better to have a friend than a brother. Ain't that what that text says? Because he says a friend sticks closer than a brother. A true friend. And it is my prayer. We're going to have no long altar call and everything. Cause listen, what the word don't do, nothing else can do it. No. What the word don't do, it can't get done. I'm a living witness. I don't necessarily at this point want you to spend a lot of time trying to analyze your friends and going to, no, don't go home and, what's, how you do it? How you do it, Jordan? You defriend people off of Facebook? What's the term? Unadd, unfollow. Don't go home and unfollow 500 of your friends. That wasn't the purpose of the message. That was not the purpose of the message. Just watch what you talk to those 500 about. Watch what you allow them to pour into your spirit. All because something's good don't mean that it needs to be in your spirit. Come on, somebody. All because something's good don't mean because it's good. What might be good for this person and where they're at in life and at this particular time in their walk with God. Don't get excited about them, because what might be good for them may not be good for you. Be careful what you allow and who you allow to pour into your spirit. But what I want you to do, here's what I want you to do. I want you to analyze what type of friend you have been.